You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Chinese pipa player Wu Man is a charter member of the Silk Road Ensemble. She was with Yo-Yo Ma in the planning stages in the late 1990s and continues with the group to this day. She says the project has evolved from its roots in the East.
The project actually slowly in a different phase now, different stage. Early years, more concentrated on world music, more concentrated on the along the Silk Road country. We have quite a number of Central Asian musicians with us. Gradually, I think the project also, Yu himself, we realized we basically use Silk Road idea as a metaphor to more expand.
The Silk Road Ensemble has veered considerably off the trail on their new album, Sing Me Home. For the first time, American folk music is represented with singer Rhiannon Giddens and banjoist Abigail Washburn. Russian-born violinist Johnny Gandelsman is also the producer of the Silk Road Ensemble.
It ranges from having, you know, a traditional folk song like Little Birdie that was made famous by Pete Seeger, to St. James Infirmary, but then in our version, it's combined with this incredibly music of the Roma people, gypsies from Romania.
When I die, please, Lord, bury me in my $10 Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so my friends will know I died.
The Silk Road Ensemble doesn't just play folk songs or classical works from other countries. They merge these cultures together, creating fusions that would have taken centuries to develop at the height of the actual Silk Road. But the Silk Road Ensemble makes these connections in moments.
We're multi-sensate beings, and we'd like to be able to feel and touch things that actually remind us of things, that make us connect to people, that make us connect to the world around us, and not just build walls, for example.
Nowhere is that more apparent than the opening track, Green. It started with a motif written by Wu Man, but then went somewhere else. Johnny Gandelsman.
That track actually sets up the album really well, because it starts with this beautiful solo on one of the most beautiful instruments in the world, the baou, which is a Chinese bamboo flute. And it's very beautiful and it's very serene. And then over the course of the track, the track transforms into this driving, groove-based party. And I think it kind of throws the expectations of, oh, you know, here's another nice world music album. It kind of transforms those expectations and throws them out the window.
By the end, it sounds like a world music noise band.
World music noise band. I like it.
The central musicians in the Silk Road Ensemble come from a variety of backgrounds, although most of them have classical training either from the West or in their home countries. Kenan Asma was born in Syria, and his initial music was classical.
I mean, I was trained as a classical clarinetist. So the music I learned growing up was, you know, the Mozart and the Webers and all these. I mean, the quite limited clarinet repertoire. But I was introduced to the idea of improvisation at an early age. I mean, the clarinet, for some reason, never traveled south of Turkey, so it doesn't exist in the Arabic music tradition. But my dad is an avid classical music listener, that being Western classical music. My mom was more into Arabic traditional music. So I grew up listening to both, but my education, the actual education, was all classical music. Now I feel equally comfortable in lots of different traditions. Where improvisation meet composition, that's what I feel my comfort zone is.
Improvisation plays into his composition Wedding, which is part of his suite for improviser and orchestra. The current civil war raging in his native Syria weighs heavily on the musician, Yo-Yo Ma.
You know, the way that Kenan talks about people falling in love in times of great crisis, and he dedicates Wedding to those people that have fallen in love during this horrible 5 years, that's a human right.
One dramatic change in the group is the presence of Cristina Pato from Galicia, Spain. She plays a bagpipe called the gaita, and she brings a different energy to the group.
Yes, she does. Yes. You know, when she first played with us, we played a piece by Osvaldo Golihoff, and my gosh, she was a rock star. She's in the girl band, you know, and she's very pretty. She's a very sensual person. And the first time we played this Roma piece that Osvaldo had written, and she's basically doing a big improvisation between chords. And we said, well, we don't know what she's doing. We don't know exactly what she's going to play. I think maybe Johnny said, don't worry, just look at her hips. The way she moves, you know, when she's ready to change, boom, you know.
For all their virtuosity, the Silk Road Ensemble embraces even the most primitive sound. In the film, The Music of Strangers, there's a scene with the Zhang family in China. They're playing all kinds of rustic traditional instruments, and one musician is keeping the rhythm by slamming a block of wood into a scarred wooden bench.
Music is not about expensive instruments. Music is about expressing what you need to express. And people will always find a way to express, because that's a human right.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the wooden bench, because I never noticed that it was a wooden bench. The only thing that actually comes across from the screen when I saw that scene is the passion with which that person was playing. Such a contagious moment of pure joy, like the way you described it here. Because I never noticed it was a wooden bench.
Yo-Yo Ma had to break out of his own tradition to create the Silk Road Ensemble, and so did every other musician in the group.
Creativity happens at the margins. It's very hard to innovate from the center. The new stuff that's coming out in knowledge is often when different disciplines start to cross and to know each other.
The latest album from Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble is Sing Me Home on Sony Masterworks. It's accompanied by the documentary film The Music of Strangers, distributed by The Orchard. It's in theaters now and will be released on HBO later this year. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.